The budget passed by the legislature would have stopped the DNR from spending more than $2.4 million from non-federal funds for testing for CWD and management of the state's program. Governor Doyle has vetoed the restriction, noting the DNR is in the process of revamping its CWD effort.
Our understanding, at least as the scientists talk to me, has evolved in recent years. And so the course we were on a few years ago, actually even before I was governor, while not incorrect, is one that I think needs to be refined and rethought. And so this gives the DNR the ability to be more flexible in how it approaches it. This really is what was being asked by a lot of the hunting community and others, that the approach that had been in place for a number of years, they were arguing, was not as effective as it could have been and was a little too rigid. So this gives an opportunity for us to be more flexible.
A DNR citizen advisory committee is in the process of recommending new ways to target chronic wasting disease. Those proposals may be released in a few months. Last year, a state audit found that in parts of Wisconsin where CWD has been detected, efforts to eliminate the deer herd haven't worked. That's despite the spending of many millions of dollars. Chuck Quirnbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.